We talk about public education issues often on the Local Take and on the WCLK Public Affairs block. And this morning we're talking about Wings for Kids, and we're joined by Wings for Kids Atlanta Executive Director Denise Blake. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning, Rob.
And we're also joined today by Rob Hughes, the gentleman that made me aware of Wings for Kids. And Rob, we'll chat with you in a little bit, but thanks for coming by.
It's a pleasure to be here with you, Rob. Thank you for having us.
If you could, Denise, talk to us a little bit about what is Wings for Kids. It's a big topic, but kind of tell us what you're all about.
Wings for Kids is an after-school program, Rob. We are here in Atlanta, as well as in three cities in two other states. So we're saturated in the Southeast right now, in Charlotte, North Carolina, in Charleston, South Carolina, and in Lake City, South Carolina. And Wings is an after-school program in Title I elementary schools. But what makes us so unique is that in addition to focusing on academics with our kids, we are the only after-school program that is entirely focused on teaching kids social, emotional learning.
And that's an interesting concept, and I want to go to that, but I guess a couple of obvious questions. Is this an ecumenical program, or is it nonspecific with regards to religion?
No, it's not a faith-based program at all, and it is open to kids in any of the Title I schools that we serve.
So if somebody comes out of a Muslim home or a Buddhist home or a Baptist home, there's going to be something for them to take away.
Absolutely. We're not specific to any religious tradition, and we in fact do have students of various religious backgrounds.
So public school is mandated to focus on reading, writing, and arithmetic and health class and the obvious things like that. But a lot of children that come into a public school maybe don't have important information beyond those academic things. And I think that gets to the heart of social and emotional learning. Could you talk about the Wings for Kids after school program and what sort of issues you work with kids on with regards to social and emotional learning?
Well, you really hit that right on the head, Rob. Right now, SEL, or social emotional learning, is one of the hottest topics in the education field right now. So when you and I were in school, I was in school in the late 60s and early 70s, and it was the three R's, reading, writing, arithmetic. And now we know that kids are coming from very vulnerable backgrounds. They're coming from areas of extreme poverty, violence in their communities, fractured families, all kinds of associated social ills. And so what social and emotional learning does is help prepare kids to deal with those challenges, to form trusting relationships with caring adults, to make better choices about their own behavior, and as a result, makes them better attached to school.
And this is kind of being talked about at a policy level, but I mean, to take it down to the level of the interaction of the kids in this program, it would seem to me that you would find ways, if a child comes from a home that maybe there's violence in the home, maybe it's a dysfunctional family, and they're not used to solving problems without conflict. You have to be able to resolve conflicts in the classroom and the schoolyard before you can learn anything. How does Wings teach kids to do that?
Well, we're actually kind of experts in this field now. We've been doing this for 18 years before SEL became a common term, and we're just starting our third year here in Atlanta. So you're absolutely right, Rob. Our program is very prescribed. To the kids, it feels like structured play and lots of fun games, but we really are infusing social and emotional learning skills in everything that we do. So we have five main pillars of social and emotional learning that we teach the kids. And we never actually say these words to them, but all of our instruction, all of our games, all of our activities are using these five skills. And those skills are self-awareness, social awareness, relationship skills, responsible decision-making, and self-management. And I'll repeat those five. They are self-awareness, self-management, social awareness, relationship skills, and responsible decision-making.
We're talking this morning on the Public Affairs Block with Wings for Kids Atlanta Executive Director Denise Blake. And if you're interested in following up on our conversation today, you can find them at wingsforkids.org. or at 404-401-8805. So this program sort of established in South Carolina, And now you're really breaking this out here in the Atlanta area. What schools are actually participating in the Wings for Kids After School program this school year?
Right now we're in 4 elementary schools. All of them are in the College Park area as part of the Fulton County Schools, which has been a wonderful district partner for us. And the 4 schools that we're in this year are S.L. Lewis, Heritage Elementary, Love T. Nolan, and Bethune Elementary.
And so I guess the goal would be to expand that. I suppose the county's taking a look at it on sort of a trial basis in a few schools. And what are the measurables on something like this? Obviously, from a policy level, people want to see kids score higher and be more employable and stay out of the criminal justice system and stay on the scholarship track if possible. How does being involved in this kind of a program help?
Well, what's so wonderful about WINGS is we are very well evaluated and very well researched. Both the University of Virginia and Yale University have done extensive research on WINGS. And from that research, that helped us develop what we call our theory of change. And that simply says that after 2 years of WINGS, the elementary school kids will be better poised than their non-WINGS counterparts to graduate from high school, to avoid early entry into the criminal justice system, and to avoid other maladaptive behaviors like drug and alcohol use and early pregnancy.
And it just really comes down to these basic notions of having respect for each other, respecting people's differences, and learning to collaborate at the school level that allows you to learn to collaborate in life and make things better for yourself.
Well, you actually just said it in different words, what we call the WINGS Creed. We've actually developed kid-friendly language for the social and emotional learning skills that we teach them. And the creed simply says things like, I am kind and caring, talks about personal responsibility for children, talks about making good choices. And something that you touched on earlier is that everyone is unique and we celebrate those differences. When kids learn all of those things, they're able to perform better in school because they have more fun at school and they do better academically.
And the mentors for these kids and the people participating in this WINGS After School program, nothing impresses a kid like a bigger kid. And so you're utilizing younger talent. You're utilizing students and graduate students to go into these schools and be a part of this. How has that worked, and is that some potential opportunities for maybe some Clark Atlanta students going forward?
Absolutely. We are very intentional about using, as you said, bigger kids. So I have about 60 college and graduate students right now who are working directly with our kids in the 4 College Park schools that we're working in this year. Everything in WINGS is very bird language or very flight-related language. We have a lot of fun with word use. And so in our schools, we have small groups called nests. And our nests might be the herons or the hummingbirds or the robins. And those nests of only 10 to 12 students are partnered with one of our college-age mentors. They undergo rigorous training, which we're actually completing right now for the year, 40 hours of dedicated training about social and emotional skills, about behavioral techniques to work with their kids. And I'm really, really fortunate to have a number of students right here in the AU Center, CAU, Morehouse, and my alma mater, Spelman College.
And so if we have students or graduate students at the Whitney Young School of Social Work here at Clark or in the Education Department or anywhere at the AUC that is interested in working with young people, then this is a potential opportunity as well.
I would love for more Clark Atlanta University students to contact me. We anticipate that we will be hiring more students for the second semester of this year. And my plan is to expand to 2 additional schools in the Atlanta area next year. So we'll have opportunities for even more students if they're thinking about an after-school or part-time job for next year.
I'd like to bring Rob Hughes into this. Rob, you reached out to me, and we encourage people on the public affairs block if you want to see an organization featured. And you reached out, which professionally, but also I think this is a cause that resonates with you. Talk to us a little bit about your involvement with WINGS and your involvement in the past with the AUC.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, thanks, Rob, for having us on the show this today. Wanted to just really say, first of all, that I'm a supporter of Denise Blake and the work that she's been doing here in the Atlanta community throughout the years. She has been very involved in the philanthropic community and the nonprofit community and has really given back much to the city of Atlanta in major ways. I know that she is an alumnus of Spelman College, and a lot of the direction and training and mentoring that I know she gives was cultivated in that space. And so myself, I am a Atlanta University Center alumnus through the Interdenominational Theological Center. I had the privilege of attending there to receive my Master of Divinity degree. And one thing that I liked about the AU Center is the collaboration between the partner schools and just the fostering of education and service that resonates throughout the community. And so looking at the work that Denise is doing on behalf of young people and expanding that into greater Atlanta, that was something that I wanted to come along and offer any levels of support that I could. So there's definitely so many consistent strands of what is taught here in the Atlanta University Center. And then how do we expand that further out into the community and be able to actually put the learning into practice? And so Wings was an opportunity for me to come alongside and see that work take place, but then also be able to share the work with others and being able to do it through the platforms that I work in, youth and young adult development through an organization that I lead also entitled Youth Universe, and then also just connecting in with other nonprofit, faith-based community persons that want to put their values into action to really develop our communities in positive ways.
Well, we are collaborating and raising consciousness this morning with this discussion, and we're managing to loop in Clark Atlanta, Spelman, the ITC, and I'm sure there's somebody from Morehouse somewhere in all of this as well. But we've been talking, that was Rob Hughes. We're also talking with Denise Blake. She's the executive director for Wings for Kids Atlanta. This is an after-school program that focuses on social and emotional learning and provides some mentors for some of our kids who could really use them. And this is nonprofit and non-specifically religious, correct?
That is absolutely correct.
So if we have somebody listening, maybe they're in a private school, charter school, church school, public school, that thinks this is a good thing for them to look at, how do they reach out to you again, Denise?
Absolutely, Rob. They can reach us through our website, wingsforkids.org, and we have a number of free, wonderful resources, both for parents and for youth on our website. Because we're only in four schools right now in Atlanta, I come across a lot of parents who want to know, how can I make sure that my child is socially, emotionally smart? How can I make sure that going back to school right now, that my child can handle stress, that my child can have good coping skills, that my child can build positive relationships? We have a number of resources called our DIY kits for parents. It's do-it-yourself. You can have a socially, emotionally smart child yourself. And there are also tips for adults. I also run into many of my colleagues in the nonprofit community who say, I wish I had wings as a kid.
So again, that is wingsforkids.org, 404-401-8805. Denise Blake, Rob Hughes, thanks so much for taking the time to talk to us about it this morning.
Thank you so much for having us, Rob.
Yes, indeed, it was my pleasure.